So you're all here today because you're worried that thousands of houses, actually the size of a small town, is proposed for north of Dorchester between Stinsford and Charminster. It'll basically close up that corridor. And it will be the wrong kind of houses in the wrong place, and it won't deliver the houses that we actually need. We need housing that is truly affordable and sustainable, and that is sold or rented at prices that match local salaries, the salaries of social and healthcare workers, educators, taxi drivers, baristas, hospitality workers. We have an urgent need for social housing. There's no evidence that this kind of housing will be part of this development. Developers will talk the talk about including affordable housing, but the massive infrastructure costs that Andy talked about, the huge cost of water supply, sewage treatment, flood mitigation, the massive cost of highways, this will all mean the financial viability of the site to provide truly affordable homes will be eliminated, and the developers will simply renege on any initial promise. They have a track record of doing this already across the county. And so much key information on this site is still not available. Who will pay for a new water supply, a new highway? According to Dorset Council, a full water assessment, viability assessment, none of this will be available until the 11th hour next year. And we're expected to participate now in a consultation with critical information missing. But we are where we are. And as Andy said, Stinsford, Charminster, you've got to turn out and you've got to take further action and complete the survey for the local plan and let your views be known. We only have until October 13th, that's 9 days away, to comment on the local plan, and this site is absolutely part of that plan. Now, many of you may think, oh, I've let my concerns be known already. You probably went down to the United Church and filled out a feedback form for the North Dorchester Consortium. That is not the local plan. Do you know what happened to that feedback? Probably in a shredder somewhere, in my view. So you've got to not be confused, and you've got to comment on Dorset Council's local plan, which is not the same as the consortium's proposal. You have to go online and complete the survey. Our leaflets that we've been handing out give you an email address. I don't want to insult anyone, but this is all the clicks. There's 9 of them altogether that you have to go through to get to comment on not DOR 13, but 006. Just think 006. So if you've got your camera, your phone handy, you can take a photo of this, and this will give you a step-by-step guidance to fill out the survey online, as our mayor encouraged us to do. Thank you all so much for turning up. Just imagine when there's 4,000 houses up north of the town, what this road is going to be like behind us. Thank you all so very much.